Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Now that Wisconsin has a Democratic governor, Republican lawmakers want to restrict his powers even more than they already have. Their new plan is to pass a constitutional amendment to limit the veto power of Governor Evers. This comes just a week after the governor used 78 partial vetoes on the budget passed by Republicans. A spokeswoman for the governor said the Republicans are throwing another temper tantrum after not getting their way. And Milwaukee's Common Council passed an ordinance yesterday that stops landlords from evicting or retaliating against tenants who are concerned about lead in their homes. The measure passed unanimously. The city's health department has been heavily criticized for failing to provide services for the families of children with lead poisoning. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The 90th National LULAC Convention starts today in Milwaukee. More than 15,000 visitors and five presidential candidates are expected to attend. LULAC is the League of United Latin American Citizens. The four-day convention runs through Saturday. A town hall event tomorrow evening will feature presidential candidates Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Julian Castro, and Beto O'Rourke. Candidate Marianne Williamson will speak at a luncheon on Friday. Much of the convention at the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee is free and open to the public. For more information, go to lulac.org. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Donald Trump is coming to Milwaukee on Friday for a Republican fundraiser and to tour an aerospace company that is being sued for defrauding the government. Trump will visit Derco Aerospace on Milwaukee's northwest side, which is a subsidiary of Lockheed Martin. Derco is accused of defrauding the government by illegally overbilling on a Navy contract. That case is pending in federal court in Milwaukee before U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of rain in Milwaukee, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs around 73 in Milwaukee, 78 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk. Okay, here is read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Farm Aid with Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, and others will be at the Alpine Valley Music Theater on September 21st. It will be the second time that the benefit concert for America's Farmers takes place in Wisconsin. Farm Aid was held at Miller Park in 2010. Other music artists at this year's Farm Aid will include Bonnie Raitt, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Margot Price, Tanya Tucker, and Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Tickets go on sale Friday. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of rain in Milwaukee, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs around 73 in Milwaukee, 78 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk.